This is It Just Takes One. One person, one experience, one idea, one moment to change your life. Here's what's coming up on today's show.
The very first step is to decide to change. And if you think about it, nothing happens until you make that decision. Now, when you're driving, it's almost unconscious, right? But the first step is to decide to change. And that is, it's one of the three big reasons why so many change efforts struggle or fail in business, more than 70%, because business leaders never actually make the decision to change.
When is the last time you thought about changing? And I don't just mean changing your clothes or changing what you're having for dinner, but a major change in your life. Maybe you made a decision to lose some weight. Maybe you made a decision to start working out. Maybe you made a decision to start a new career or enroll in a new certification program. Maybe you made a decision to apply for a new job. We make decisions to change so many times in our life, but what I don't think very many of us have ever realized is that you could actually have a system for making that change. And that system could be something that would make it maybe feel more manageable, maybe feel like you have more control and more intention in what you're changing. And maybe just feel like you could foresee what's going to happen so that it eliminates some of the fears of the uncertainty that comes along with change. If any of that speaks to you, then you're going to enjoy this conversation today because it is my pleasure to be interviewing my friend Tim Rohde. Tim Rohde is a recent best-selling author of his book, Changing Lanes for Business. And even though it is a book about change in business, his very simple system for addressing change is universal. It can be used by any one of us for any kind of change in our life. So even though we're going to talk about it in regards to business, this is a great conversation for you to tune into and a great book for you to read if you're a person who struggles with change. So let me introduce you to Tim Rohde. I met Tim Rohde in San Diego at a Todd Durkin retreat. I can't quite remember how many years ago, but many years ago now. And it's been a pleasure to be able to work with him as a coach and now to help him write and publish this book. He is one of the most intelligent men that I know. He is a successful business consultant. He has been in business. He's been an entrepreneur for more than four decades. He has launched and led multiple seven and eight figure high service level businesses. That in itself is incredibly impressive. He's also a motivational speaker, a leadership coach, and he works with people in every industry. So even though he spent a lot of time in the health and wellness industry in his career, he actually consults in industries of any sort. He works with leaders and also with teams in order to help them manage the challenges that are occurring within their businesses and to get them from where they are to where they want to be. His changing lanes approach is very systemized. It's very simple. It's very easy to execute. It's replicatable. And it's something that can accelerate progress. It can improve profitability, and it can lead to even a better and more energized culture within your business. There are so many valuable results that can come from learning how to better handle change. So there is a lot more in this conversation. Let's go ahead and tune in. And I invite you to sit back and listen in as Tim Rohde shares his story. Tim Rody. Welcome to It Just Takes One. It is such a pleasure. I've been actually thinking about this for a while, the moment when we actually get a chance to sit down and do this podcast together. Welcome.
Thank you very much. The pleasure is all mine.
I was thinking as I was preparing for this, I was thinking about the first time that we met. Do you remember?
I do. It was at one of Todd Durkin's retreats.
It was yes. In San Diego.
Yes.
And we had a conversation about some of the dreams that you had and some of the things that you were looking to do. And however many years later, here we are getting a chance to share your book.
Well, things have certainly come a long way since then. And I was fortunate beyond belief out of that conversation to not only join Todd's mastermind, but to have you as my group coach. And I totally valued that relationship and your mentorship and guidance. It's been fabulous. And anybody should be lucky enough to have you as a guider and a mentor. So I appreciate that more than I can say.
Thank you so much, Tim. Well, the pleasure is absolutely mine. It's so great to work with you and to see some of the things that you have going now. Let's dive in and share a little bit about this big project, which is your new book, your best-selling book, Changing Lanes for Business. And I want to start with the title of the book, because even on the front cover, there's a beautiful road sign, and it's about changing lanes. And I remember one of the first conversations we had when you were telling me about the book, why you came up with the name Changing Lanes. So share with the listeners where that came from.
Yeah, so in my time in business, which spans like four decades, I've found that anytime that all progress requires change, all of it. And this is more hindsight than foresight. When we're facing something that we want to improve, that we know needs to get better, which happens every day in business, right? We kind of just get to it. We just go to work on it. We're persuading people. We're moving things around. We're evaluating numbers. We're doing all those types of things. And yet we don't realize that what's happening is we're managing change. We're leading change. I also realized that while all progress requires change, that most often it doesn't require a complete U-turn or even a major direction change. Most of the time, we're already heading in a good direction. We just need to do better with some aspect of our business or another. Now, sometimes it's a little better. It's a slight change. And other times we have to change a little bit more. And it struck me one day that it's a lot like driving. So you're driving along and you get stuck behind some kind of obstacle or slowdown. And if you could just change lanes and get around that, you could keep going and make progress and achieve your goal. The rest of the story behind the name is that many people resist change, and for all kinds of reasons. They don't do it without reason. They've had bad experiences. They have apprehensions and reluctance around it. But while people resist change in business or life, no one changes lanes to do worse, right? You only change lanes to do better. So the whole changing lanes metaphor is designed to take something that people think is difficult and undesirable and show how it can be simple and liberating. So in short, you know, changing lanes is just a really simple way for people to get from where they are to where they want to be. You would do it in business and life no differently than you would do it when you're driving.
It's so good. And the way that you break it down into four simple steps, which we'll talk about, is very effective, because to your point, people do resist change, even though the only constant in life, right? Change. And yet there are a lot of uncertainties around it. There's that, you know, unknown factor that's out there, the risk that's involved. And so you, in this book, simplified it to four basic steps. We're going to go into those, and then I want to come back and talk a little bit more about the actual story. But let's just quickly outline, what are those four steps for somebody who is ready or wanting or needing change to go through?
Yeah, great question. So it's really the same as when you're driving. And it's funny, because when I started creating the framework for this, I originally thought there were three steps in, and I realized there really is a fourth, and it's the first one. And this is what's outlined in the book. This comes out in the book, which is a parable, by the way. So it's a story about somebody who discovers this as a way to make progress with his business and his team. But The very first step is to decide to change. And if you think about it, nothing happens until you make that decision. Now, when you're driving, it's almost unconscious, right? But the first step is to decide to change. And that is, it's one of the three big reasons why so many change efforts struggle or fail in business, more than 70%, because business leaders never actually make the decision to change. They can decide they don't like something. They can decide that they'd rather do something else. But until they actually make the decision that they're going to lead that change, nothing happens. So step one is decide to change. Step two is to look for options and risks, just like you would on the road. So I'm getting out of this lane. Should I go left? Should I go right? Let's take a look. What are my options? Should I go now? Should I go later? Should I go a little, one lane? Should I go more, right? And what are the risks? Is there a truck over there? Is the traffic slowing down in front of me? Is there a cop coming up alongside of me? Like, what should I look for on the road, right? So you look for options and risks in business and life, just like you would when you're driving. Step three is to signal the change. Now, signaling is something you're supposed to do when driving. I don't know where you are, but around here, it seems to be optional, but you should signal. And this is another big reason why change efforts struggle or fail in business. And we talk about this in the coaching program, that at the root of every problem is poor communication. And it's poor communication that leads people to a lot of the dilemma they run into with change. They either don't communicate it early enough, or they don't communicate it clearly enough, or they communicate it but then don't actually do it, right? So step three is to signal the change. And step four is to actually make the change. And believe it or not, that's one of the other big reasons why change struggles or fails in business, is that people make plans, they decide to change, they do everything we just talked about, they even signal, and they don't actually do it, or they don't do it well. They don't start well, they don't finish well. I'm sure everybody has seen that, a lot of unfinished change. So decide, look, signal, and change. And when people have a simple go-to approach that they know works, stop, drop, and roll, right? They know what to do when they don't run around thinking about that, but boy, if something was on fire or they were on fire, they would know in a heartbeat what to do. So Changing Lanes is the program is designed to give business leaders a really simple four-step approach to make sure they touch all the bases and they can succeed with their change.
I'm always a great one for any kind of symbolism. So the idea of, you know, the changing lanes and having the visual understanding of what this means is so valuable. And as we were working through the book, I remember thinking about this and thinking that first step, that decide step, is so crucial and often, as you said, overlooked. And I was thinking about it for those of us who came from the fitness industry, for example, when people decide, you know, when they're going to lose weight, have they really decided, or are they just going along with the program and just moving with the traffic? You think of anybody in any facet of life, business or personal, where making a change is important and necessary, but have you actually made the decision? And so I'm glad you included that. Can you talk a little bit more about why deciding is so important before you begin?
You know, you don't have to look any farther than when you're going down the road and you see people sitting in traffic, like they're in that slow lane and they just sit there. Have you ever been a passenger in a car where somebody's just sitting there in the slow lane and it's driving you crazy because you know that you could be over there, right? Not that you got to speed anywhere, but you just like, why are you sitting here? And it's because they haven't decided to change. How many people in life, how many people in business do you see like that? They just haven't decided to change. So they just hang out. They just live with it. And in business, you see this all over the place. It shows itself with, well, that's just the way things are around here. Well, that's somebody who has decided, or they haven't decided that they could change, or they've decided not to change. And so they're going to continue to live with, right? You keep doing what you're doing, you're going to get what you've always got, right? So the decision step is really important. And one thing I would add to that is that really what we're talking about is a decision that leads to a commitment. So step one and step two roll together. And until somebody makes that commitment, which you do in step two, you look for options and risks, and then you commit. Am I going left? Am I going right? Am I going now? Am I going later? Am I going fast? Can I take my time and just kind of ease over because there's hardly any traffic? Or do I need to take evasive action? Are people slamming on their brakes in front of me and I got to go, right? Once you make that commitment Now you've got something you can stick with. You've got something you can share. And you can get other people on board with your commitment. So step one and step two, decide, and then looking for options and risks, really roll up to that commitment. If you try to start with commitment and it's built on a poor decision or a half-baked decision, it won't last. How many times have you seen or heard people say, I know I'm committed to doing this. And then 2 or 3 weeks later, or 2 or 3 months later, you don't see them again. And it's because they didn't do step one and step two. And again, this is not laborious. I mean, it's something that once you understand the approach, you can do it in minutes. If you want to take more time, if you have a more profound decision, do you want to add a partner to your business? Do you want to open a new division? If you got something more significant, you can take days or weeks. You can seek counsel with other people so you can expand it or contract it, but it is the same four steps.
It's really good. I'm thinking about if a listener is out there and they're listening to this, and we keep talking about change, and it might sound very general. So I love that you're giving some kind of examples of it. Can you give some examples of the business setting where this type of model, like give some specific examples of where this model could be implemented?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's impressive the array of applications that people have used it for. There, I kind of put them in two categories, right? There's the specific ones like we need to increase sales by 15 or 20%, or, we need to get our profitability to X, Y, or Z, or we need to, we need to fire this person and hire a replacement, right? And so these are all change navigations that most people would find challenging, like how are we going to get there, right? And then this shows you the way. But then there's the fluffy ones. And we talk about this in the coaching program, the fluffy changes, and it works just fine for these are like one of the very first people that went through the coaching program came and said, look, our frontline staff has lost their sizzle, right? So that's a business, scientific business term for things aren't going as well as they used to.
Well.
Right? Yeah. Through the pandemic and shutdowns and the great resignation, they lost some of their senior people. People, when they came back, they weren't as committed. The volume was down. Just overall, the culture had left the building. And these business owners were beside themselves trying to figure out how they were going to rejuvenate their team, how they were going to engage their team, which, by the way, was part of the main theme of the book. And I chose to put that in there because it shows how you can, so many business leaders wish they could improve the engagement of their team. That's exactly the format or the main plot of the book. So this particular business leader took the changing lanes approach and said, how can I increase the sizzle of my team? And which fundamentally was the engagement. He answered the questions for decide, answered the questions for look. Look went through step three and step four and wound up building. The team is back now. Their sales are up 20% day over day. They actually used the changing lanes approach when there was a big regulation changing at a state level in their industry. And it meant a huge opportunity for them. It wasn't a problem they had to solve, but if they weren't repositioned to seize this opportunity, they were going to miss out on a lot of business. They used the changing lanes approach in one afternoon on a weekend. And that next Monday, they did $100,000 worth of new business in 5 hours. And they would have never, the owner called me and said, we would have never been able to do this without this approach. We pulled our team together. We counseled them. We told them what we wanted to do. We went through all four steps. We decided to change lanes from the way we were doing things to the way we could be doing things. And they were in position. That change has yielded over $1 million in new business for that company in less than 9 months. There have been other companies that have used it to increase sales. So one of the companies had acquired another company, merged with another company the month before COVID. And the company was in, the home base was here in Baltimore. The new company was in Denver. And they actually wound up losing money on the acquisition between the business shutdowns and the inability to bring people together, unify the team and everything. The business leaders were coalescing, but it wasn't making it through to the rest of their team. And so they actually wound up, I put 6 or 8 of their people through the program. We wound up working on 9 different lane changes for those folks. And their sales went from Well, they went from negative to negative half a million to positive million plus in about 11 or 12 months. So their sales were improving. The people, their business leaders were actually applying things to move projects forward, to increase the contacts with their company. And I mean, those are just two examples of successes that people have had. One was an IT consulting firm, and the other one was a retail training company. So. Mm.
Interesting. And we're talking about this, just listeners, so you know, we're obviously discussing the book, but behind this book, Tim, what you're referring to is the coaching program that you also have that accompanies this, where you actually are working with companies to help with these changes. I actually had the fortune to be able to go through that program. And it was when we were looking at building Scriptr and adding a new piece to add more marketing opportunities and services for our authors. And you walked me as a coach through the four steps and helped really solidify for me and for us as a company, how to make that change happen, when to make it happen, how to communicate within the group, within the team, but also to the external world of what was happening. And what was very effective about that for me was the coaching that you gave me. So when I went through the program, just to give listeners an idea of what it was, we did live coaching calls where you would talk us through the step, and then you gave us worksheets to actually do the work and write it out. And several times in that, I wrote out my answers, and you were able to come back to me and help me go deeper and get more specific with those answers so that I could really get down to more of the issue and not just sort of the superficial, like, this is what we need to do, here's my decision, but actually going deeper into how to make that happen. So thank you for that. We made our change. It's working. Scriptr is growing and our marketing division is growing. But in addition, I want to make sure that we talk about that coaching program, because it is a valuable piece that is an accompaniment really to this book.
Yeah, thanks for the description there. And it was a joy to work with you in the program. It's kind of funny because the idea started out as a book. Like, I wanted to write this book called Changing Lanes for Business, because I knew that all progress required change. What can I do to help other business leaders succeed would be to recognize this and have a simple way to do it, right? I was probably a third of the way into the book when I ran into an old friend, and he said, man, you shouldn't be writing this book. You should be doing a coaching program. And one thing led to another, and I went through this training to create an online coaching program, which was interesting in and of itself. But then I did the coaching program, probably put 60 or 70 people through the coaching program, and I learned so much more with the interaction and the feedback and all, and perfected the coaching program, which has gone great. And then I went back to finish the book, and so many of the experiences with the coaching program informed the development of the rest of the book. And so that's how it came to be. But I enjoy the coaching program because it helps me to help business leaders actually apply it. And what's been available as a VIP program, the one you went through, where it's a quick coaching program, it only takes 4 weeks, right? And only 2 to 3 hours a week, which you can attest to, you were in it. So I spend an hour each week on Zoom unpacking one of the four steps. So one step per week for 4 weeks. And then I have a private coaching call with every member at their convenience. I do as small groups, right? And so when we have a chance to do our individual call, we actually work on whatever you need to improve your business the most. So the question I pose to people is, if you could improve one thing with your business, what would it be? They think about it, come back to me and say, okay, let's make that change. So you literally come through the program improving your business. You're proving it to yourself. You're a case study in progress, right? And some people can implement the change during the program. Others start, but it may take 5 or 6 months for them to go it all, but they have the plan. They know what they need to do. It's just a matter of letting their approach run its course. I'm working right now on a digital version of the course that would be available on a DIY basis. So you could get the digital version, wouldn't include the personal coaching, but you could go through it at your own pace. If you wanted to jam it all into an afternoon or a weekend, you could do that. If you wanted to spread it out, you could do that. So that should be out within the next 2 to 3 months. We're actually shooting right now.
Great. And I'll make sure I put the contact information for anyone out there that's listening that's interested in any of that kind of coaching program, because I think that is incredibly valuable.
That's great. And, you know, I wanted to offer something to your listeners as well. You might have been getting to this, but one of the things that comes up in every coaching program, it's actually present through every step, is this thing we were talking about, resistance to change. And it's a known thing, but people support what they help to create, right? There's so many aspects of it. So you couldn't do a program on how to lead successful change without directly addressing how do you overcome resistance to change? How do you avoid it? And then if it happens, how do you overcome it, right? Those are two different things. So the program creates an approach that tends to keep resistance from happening or happening as much as it would anyway. So just for that alone, it's worth looking at. But then if you do encounter resistance, what can you do to overcome it? I created a piece called The Business Leader's Guide to Eliminating or Reducing Resistance to Change, Overcoming Resistance to Change. And that's available as it's like a PDF worksheet. And I'm happy to make that available to any of your listeners. I'll send you the link and you can put it in the show notes or whatever. And people can take a look at that. There's actually five solutions that I propose in this thing that you can use today to overcome resistance to change, whether it's your own or somebody else's. And so that's my gift to your listeners. I appreciate the opportunity to be on your podcast today.
Well, Tim, thank you so much. And I will actually put that link down below. Please, if anybody out there is at all considering any kind of change that's coming, download the worksheet and begin the process of at least thinking about how to overcome any resistance that might come up. It's a step forward toward it, and it's really valuable. Thank you so much.
Well, it'll give you a little sense of how the program goes too, because when we unpack each of these steps, there's a little bit of coursework afterward and some questions that you reflect on and answer the best you can. That's a shared Google Doc. And then I see it for our private coaching call. And as you know, we get into it more deeply and you come away with a plan all the way through step four, not just how to start, but how to finish your change, which is really, really key.
Really, really good. I want to step back to the book though, because every author has a moment when they're thinking about their book that they have to make a choice of what that book is going to be. And you've already mentioned that this book was a parable, but because we have writers, prospective authors listening to the podcast, I'd like to talk a little bit about that process, the actual decisions you were making that led to the decision to make this a parable. Can you share a little bit about why you made that decision?
Yeah, so I had no intention of it being a parable. I was going to write a regular business book, make the case for, you know, change and how important it is in business. In fact, I think that leading successful change is the most valuable skill in business today, because everything else, all progress depends on it, right? Yet most business leaders don't have a reliable approach to lead successful change. They rely on instinct and intuition. And as good as that is, it doesn't often carry the day. So I was planning to write a regular business book, and I actually started. I wrote the first few chapters, and then I'm always reading, right? And I was reading another book. I don't remember even which one it was. And I reflected that that particular book was a parable. Some of the best and most memorable business books I have ever consumed have been parables, whether they're from Frank Lencioni or John Gordon or others that, you know, are just very, like The Energy Bus, like who can forget that book once you read it, right? And so I thought that it would be interesting to try this as a parable. And I struggled at first. There's a good bit of character development and plot and things. You kind of want to take it how is it going to get where you want the reader to go? But I got to tell you, once I got back up to chapter two or chapter three, I couldn't stop. Like, it was so easy to think about the story. Even when we were in editing in late stages, the manuscript was done. I went back and talked with your terrific editors and they came back with some challenges. And I'm like, oh, now I underdeveloped that character. I got to go back in and figure it out. But it still was, it was fun. It was right. It was like writing a movie or a, you know, a screenplay or something. So the idea was to make the case. And so, you know, there's many people that say that the number one way we communicate is through story, and our civilization is communicated through story. So as many good business books are out there, and I can't tell you I'll never write just a regular business book, but I really, truly enjoyed the parable approach. And I hope that your listeners enjoy it when they read it as well. I used real life examples. There are some very real examples in there, along with probably 50 what I would call priceless business lessons that I've learned in my 40 plus years that I dropped in. So the voices of some of my best mentors are coming through the pages of the book, but it was really enjoyable writing it in a parable format.
So good. The main character, Charlie, and his mentor, Bill, and Charlie has some change that has to happen in his business, and he works through these four steps as he goes through. Can you just talk another level deeper on some of those decisions that you made, though? Because there were some challenges, like you said, character development, plot, making sure that there was a flow, making sure that everything made sense, that it all lined up, and that the reader would actually make sense. Share a little bit about some of those challenges and how you worked through those as a writer.
You know, they really weren't that hard because I didn't have to reflect a whole lot deeper than my own life. And it's, you know, they say that you write about you teach or coach your prior self. And that's where the experiences came from. My discoveries over time and the mentors that I've had, you know, the changing lanes revelation is mine. And yet it goes back to looking at challenges that I faced in my own life. So anytime I came to a situation where I'm like, how am I going to convey this point and what's realistic? What would people really feel? I knew in my heart what happened. And it was not just from my own experiences, but from coaching and consulting so many other people. Like, we were in the health and wellness industry for 30 plus years. And our mission was to make sure that everybody achieved their goal. That included our customers. It was completely unique in the industry at the time. And we literally went out of our way. We coached our team to help customers achieve their goals. So we really began to learn what people's fears and apprehensions or concerns or obstacles were. And it included our team. So we were there to help our team grow and improve their lives as well. So all of that experience kind of grew beyond that to when we started working with consulting clients in other industries around the United States and even overseas. You begin to realize the challenges that people face. And so turning those into story bites or situations that evolved in the plot was actually very easy. In many cases, I had too many to choose from. So I love it. I would do it again. And I enjoyed finishing the project. It was fun letting the story take shape and letting other people read it and see if they thought it got the point across.
Yeah. And it's a really fun book to read, but it's a very useful book as well. Very practical. So tell us a little bit more about what is next. You mentioned that you're doing the digital coaching project. I heard you say, and I'm just putting it here because it's being recorded, that maybe you would have fun writing another book at some point.
Yes.
What else is ahead for you?
Well, it has been, it's been a labor of love, and I've got at least 15 or 20 other ideas burning a hole in my pocket for books. I think for Changing Lanes, like, I'm just getting started with that. So developing keynote presentations that I can take to, I've already been speaking about it. I've done workshops on it. I've done as many as 150 people in 30 minutes with a quick workshop on Changing Lanes, all the way up to half day and full day workshops with business leaders and CEOs or leadership teams of businesses. So doing more outreach and working with companies to help either provide them with a glimpse, a workshop for it, or even mentor some of their leaders going forward. I'm actually in the studio right now recording the Audible version of the book, which has just been a blast. Like, I'm enjoying that immensely. I'm almost halfway there reading the story and trying to bring it to life. We'll see when people listen to it, if they enjoyed it as much as I am actually recording it. And then I think, between that and the DIY project and the keynote speaking, that's going to be the priority. The getting the coaching program out to as many people as with as much accessibility as possible, I think is sort of my contribution to helping the world.
Mm. Yeah, it's a great legacy, actually, when you just said it that way. So just to clarify again, who is the person or the type of business that is the most aligned with this book, with this coaching program and everything that you're doing? How would you describe
it? Great question, and one that's been challenging to answer because there isn't a single avatar. If I could take the avatar, I would say what Changing Lanes does is it helps you overcome underperformance. That is not specific to any industry or any particular level. You could be experiencing some underperformance and you're driving somewhere and you're underperforming. You're not getting where you need to be. You're frustrated, you're aggravated, you're trapped, you're all the things, all the emotions, all the tension that you feel happens in business as well. So it's really industry agnostic. You could be running a business, you could be running a school, you could be running a faith-based group, you know, anything that you're could be running a nonprofit, a Cub Scout troop, whatever. If you aren't where you want to be and you'd like to be making more progress, you can change lanes to get there. Again, the change people need rarely requires a U-turn. So it's people who would like to get from where they are to where they want to be, and they're either struggling to accomplish that with their team, with themselves, with their business, with their marketing, with their sales. So it doesn't narrow it down very much, but I think that speaks well of the market appeal for the book, because you could use it in your personal life. I've had people use it to change careers that came in and they feigned that they were working on some business issue, and they revealed to me later that what they're really working on is moving into a different role with a different company. I've had people work on as many as 3 changes in one coaching program. So they're filling out, they're doing the coursework on 3 different changes, and there's no limit. Like if you want to do 2 or 3 things at the time, bring it. Like we'll work on it. My goal is to help you come away with a reliable approach to succeed going forward, something you can go back to and step 1, 2, 3, 4, and you can find your way from where you are to where you want to be. I mean, at the heart of it, and I hope I answered your question about who it's for, but, for the most part right now, it's been mostly business owners, business leaders, C-suite people. I've had general managers, I've had people all the way down to team leads where the C-suite people were so moved by the program, they wanted to put their whole leadership team through it. And there, you wind up, I should share with your listeners that there's actually a step 5. Which you know, and it's a bonus step that I throw in at the end. So once you know the 4 steps to lead successful change, step 5 is how do you build it into your culture at your company to create a group of people that not only don't resist change, but they actually go looking for change. And when you take a group like that and you follow a really simple ritual that I line out in the storyline of the book, you can become a market leader in less than 2 years. I know because we did it ourselves and we did it more than once. So it works really, really well. So those are the array of people that I've had through the book so far. I think it would be a good read for anybody who is, you know, has something they want to change or improve with their business.
Yeah, I agree. I was also thinking as you were describing it there again, and talking about who it's for, that people who like systems will love this. Because it's so simple, but it is a system that's replicatable. And you can do this over and over, as you just described. And it's also great for leaders who are maybe big picture visionary and need a system, you know, where they need something that's a little more practical and tangible that they can follow to get from where they are to where they want to be. So I was also thinking in that way about it. Am I correct in saying that?
Absolutely. I mean, we've had all kinds of people come through the program. You've got people who are reluctant and stymied and maybe intimidated by change. You've got people who are they've got blind spots and they know where they are. They know where they want to be, but they don't know how to get from here. They'd be like trying to drive with no mirrors. And how are you supposed to change lanes safely? And so the program shows them where to look and who to ask and how to get involved. Then you got the other people who are weaving all over the road. You know, I'm sure everybody knows at least one business leader who is like change crazy, right? And they change and change and change and change, and they don't realize the carnage that they're leaving behind them with people as they're weaving their business all over there every 2 days or 2 weeks or whatever. It seems like you're heading in a new direction. So it helps them to get a full picture and get their team on board and change, judiciously, change meaningfully, so that everybody comes along and you have you have the support that you need. So there's really all kinds of people that can learn from just combining the whole approach. I would say this is a major revelation in the book, is that the biggest reason why more than 70% of change efforts struggle or fail in business is that business leaders simply don't have a reliable approach to lead successful change. You talked about it being a system. It is. It's a system. It's a process. It's an approach, right? What if businesses didn't have a way to track income and expense? Everybody could do it however they wanted. What if there were no GAAP accounting principles, or there was no IRS code, or there was no, what if there, like, you think about all the systems that exist in business today. You've got a system to open your business. You've got a system to design and post a website. You've got a system to get your social media out. You've got a system to hire people, to onboard people, to reprimand people, to fire people. You've got a system for, you know, tracking your tax expenses. You've got systems for all these things, right? What's your system for leading successful change? And I've asked that question to hundreds of business leaders, and I've never gotten an answer. I get a pause, like, and it was ironic to me that this was just a big black hole in the middle of so much business going on. And the answer is that the real answer is that we rely on our instinct and our experience to do what needs to happen in order to change, which explains why some people tend to succeed more often with it than others. But once you have that system, once you know how to balance your debits and credits, or you know how to balance your checkbook or whatever, you can keep track of your success. You can actually plan your progress. Businesses have a system for annual business planning, marketing planning, right? What's your plan for leading successful change? The final thought on that is this: it's that if all progress requires change, and the one constant in business and life for that matter is change, why not be good at it? Right? So that's what changing lanes is, my contribution to simplify that. We don't need more complexity. We need simplicity. We don't need, you know, change management programs that take weeks or months to get through, when you can do this the same way you're doing when you drive home tonight. So take those concepts, take those lessons, apply them to your life and business. Get a copy of the book. Give me a call. If I can be of any assistance, there's a link I've sent you to for a free call. I'm happy to visit with somebody pro bono, any listener of your podcast that wants to talk about how to get their business from where they are to where they want it to be. I'm happy to have a conversation with them.
So great. So great. Yes. The answer to what's your system in your business for change needs to be changing lanes for business.
I think you're right.
Hey, Tim, before we go, I always like to ask, because the premise of the podcast is it just takes one. And I'm always interested in the answers to that question. I would love to hear from your experience what it just takes one means to you.
So to me, it just takes one is, it's a belief that leads to hope and encouragement. When you understand that it just takes one step to start a journey, it just takes one inspiration to lead to a book or a coaching program. It just takes one great coach to help encourage somebody to bring out the very best that they have. It just takes one good suggestion or one good relationship to put a smile on your face, right? So it just takes one, to me, is like the nexus. It's like the starting point of anything that you want to accomplish. And I love the title of the podcast, because it just takes one person to change your life. It just takes one good idea to accomplish your dreams if you follow it all the way through and make sure that you change lanes to make progress along the way.
Absolutely right. Tim, thank you. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. And I will make sure for the listeners that they get all the information. Thank you for the gift of the PDF. I appreciate that. And we'll get that to everybody as well. And listeners, if you are at all interested in any of this, please pick up the book. It's available on Amazon. And look at all the show notes below. You'll get all the links to follow Tim and find out more about what he's doing.
Well, thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it. It's been my pleasure talking with you, and let's do it again soon.
All right. Sounds great.
All right.
Have a good day, Tim. Talk to you soon.
Thank you very much. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. As we come to the end of this episode, I invite you again to check out Tim's book, Changing Lanes for Business. It's available on Amazon, and I will make sure that the link is in the show notes below. In addition, check out the gift that he sent for all of you, which I will attach below as well. And you can also find the links to his coaching programs there. I can personally attest to the fact that any kind of change brings uncertainty, and having a system, especially a simple system, to make it happen more smoothly is priceless. It's also invaluable to have a coach like Tim to lead you through it and to help you look and assess and really dive deep on how you're going to make that change and make it effectively. So be sure to follow him. Check out his coaching programs. And as he said, there's much more to come. As always, thank you for joining us for this episode of It Just Takes One. We appreciate that you're here listening to the authors, learning about the writing process. And if it's something that inspires you, or if there's somebody that you know that is interested in writing a book but doesn't know where to begin, let us know. We love to take our authors from dream to published.